This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you use the smartphone navigation app Waze, which is another way of saying if you're a person who drives a car in Los Angeles, you've probably had this experience. Waze finds the shortest route to your destination, not the simplest or the straightest, so it often ends up taking you through residential side streets and out-of-the-way places. And when it does, especially during peak traffic hours, you usually discover that there are a lot of other people also taking the same weird route, that there are lots of other people using Waze. And that means that a lot of formerly quiet and untrafficked neighborhoods around town are suddenly busy, and you can tell this is so by the number of dirty looks you get from residents as you snake through their neighborhood. But this is LA and LA traffic, which means simply no mercy ever for anyone. It also means, during the moments you're not desperately trying to follow the zigs and zags of a typical Waze route, that you drive through unfamiliar streets and notice unfamiliar things like the Asian grocery or the place to get the rocking chairs fixed or the place to get keys made. Okay, so that is really just a metaphor for this. There's a point in every writer's career cycle when you're tasked with coming up with something new. Maybe you've had a show on the air and it's over. Maybe your movie got made or taken out of your hands. Maybe you've had a pilot script remain unordered. Maybe, well, those are the three big ones. But there's also this one. Maybe, for whatever reason, you just want to write something new and different. And in a mill town like this one, where everyone works in the milling business and everyone talks about the milling business pretty much all the time, it's a major temptation to ask yourself this doomed and unanswerable question. Before I sit down to write, first tell me, what do they want? Because I don't want to waste time writing something that no one wants. That, of course, is a terribly attractive and terrible way to think, and not just in this business, but probably in life as well. Ask people what they want, and they'll force themselves to make something up. Ask people what they want, and they'll over-specify. What they want, what we all want, is something funny and interesting and scary and offbeat and accessible and new and not too weird and nice to look at. See, not much help. The problem with asking what are they looking for is that you'll get an answer. I once knew a high-ranking advertising executive who had a sign on his office door. "Startle me," is all it said. Maybe that's all it should have said. But if you're sitting and thinking, as I am, since I fit into at least two of the categories above, about what to write next or do, since I think this applies to lots of endeavors, not just writing, the trick is to notice what it is that you're noticing, to think about what it is that's in your mind, to take a Waze trip through an unfamiliar neighborhood and break up the patterns. The way you know is the 10 to Crenshaw to San Vicente. The Waze trail is a lot more complicated, but maybe more interesting. For the past month, for some reason, I've been reading these weird books on power and courage and the Stoics. I've been carrying around a copy of Seneca's letters and a book about the physiological changes in the body when a person engages in risky behavior. But then when I sat down recently to think about the next writing project, my brain instantly asked, okay, so what do they want? And I found myself writing down words like workplace and family and relationships and a whole list of bland and useless weasel words, rather than noticing that I've been reading words like risk and scheme and cortisol for the past few weeks. In other words, my first impulse was to take the 10 to the 405 rather than figure out a Waze trail. And that's really, in the end, the only way to get anywhere. And that's it for this week. Next week, a French exit for KCRW. This is Rob Long.